And again, it is the Financial 411. I'm Lance Lucky. Good afternoon. The Dow traded again in a very wide range, finishing near its high, though, up 400 points today. After the open, it slid more than 300. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 also had substantial gains, 5.5% and 4.5% respectively. For policymakers, it was a day of reflection and contrition.
We're not proud of all the mistakes that were made by many different people, different parties, failures of our regulatory system.
The secretary spoke on the Fox Business Channel today, and former Securities and Exchange Commission Chairman Arthur Levitt was even more blunt when he appeared before a Senate committee.
It is now readily apparent that our regulatory system failed to adapt to important, dynamic, and potentially lethal new financial instruments as the storm clouds gathered.
WNYC has been tracking New York businesses, large and small, and we're joined now by Matthew Goldfein, a contractor in Brooklyn, founder of Excel Builders in Carroll Gardens. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Lance. Thanks for having me today.
Sure. We keep hearing that credit has dried up, no one wants to lend, and that's one reason the Treasury Department decided this week to inject billions into several big banks. I would imagine that a business like yours, construction and renovation, depends on credit. So can you tell us about your business and whether you've been directly impacted by this credit crunch?
Well, I think we've been more indirectly impacted. Our business is not primarily based on credit. We rely on the credits of our customers' ability to pay us.
I see. So if the banks aren't lending, do you or your clients have other options right now?
Well, other options to borrow money would include things like hard money lending and such. That's not going on yet, but I imagine it may happen.
What is hard money lending?
Well, hard money lending is not related to the construction side of our business, but more to the development side of it. Hard money lending is where you go to a very high interest rate and you can borrow it very quickly, but the repercussions are deadly.
Loan sharking, and that's certainly something to avoid if possible.
Absolutely. There's another thing that contractors do. We've been lucky enough to be able to have our business not operate this way, which is called factoring. Factoring is where you borrow against your invoices at a discount. So you're going to borrow about 70% of the invoice in order to pay your bills. And as you might imagine, that's a pretty dangerous thing to do.
What about the overall economic picture as it's impacted your business?
Well, our customers are very jittery with the Dow, like a roller coaster. We're jittery, and the confidence just isn't there. One thing that we've always been able to do is to structure our business and our methodology of construction so that we can phase projects and that we can always complete a project, maybe not in the entire scope that a customer may have wanted it, but we can wrap up a project, make it very livable and habitable for a customer while not maybe completing the entire scope of the work. We actually have a customer right now in a predicament like that, where they wanted to continue on doing more renovations and we need to just wrap it up, finish off the bathrooms that we're working on and complete the renovation and let them go live for a while.
Based on what you're seeing, can you come up with any sort of prognosis on what the building industry will be like in New York over the next, say, 6 to 12 months?
Well, the good thing is that there's a lot of construction in the pipeline from this boom time that we've had. That work that's in the pipeline has been funded primarily. New York Building Congress came out with a report saying that there's so much money in the pipeline for construction that they're not looking to see a decrease until 2010. So the hope would be that the economy would revive itself, there's new money injected, and that there would be new money started before we're really seeing this big downturn.
A shallow recession, I guess, is the best you can hope for right now.
Oh, we sure can.
Well, with that, I thank you, Matthew, very much for joining us.
Thank you.